Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for June 7, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This, of course, is a podcast that you can't get enough of. You need it every single day. You know what? In lieu of all the headlines that I usually read, it's Friday. We like to do things a little different on Friday. I got to say, Pete, I've been getting a lot of feedback, negative, mostly how feedback comes through, about how much I'm not taking seriously the Stanley Cup Finals. The Stanley Cup Finals right now are the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins. Are actually, it's turning out to be a tremendous series, one that a lot of hockey fans are into, and I keep dismissing. I don't care. I'm a Blackhawks fan. I don't care. But it does seem that the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins are putting on one of the more epic Stanley Cup Finals of all time. So we thought we would take it seriously today. And by doing so is introduce a new contributor to Lower Wacker Live. We don't usually have contributors, but I thought that this would be great to really get some expert analysis from someone who played the game. Javi Javavola. And if you're from Chicago, you know this name because Javi was a wing. I think he was a wing for the Chicago Blackhawks from 1996 to 2004, somewhere in there. I think he played on the teams with Eric Daze. Like, he's in there somewhere. He before the obviously before the Stanley Cup champions Blackhawks, but Javi also was on the second all Latvian team back from his home country in Latvia, and he joins us now. Javi Javavola, thanks for joining us on Lower Wacker Live.
Justin, thank you for having me. Great to be here, Lower Wacker Live.
So this Stanley Cup final, this is pretty great. What do you think of it so far?
You know, as a Latvian NHL star who used to play back wing forward for Chicago Blackhawks, it's as you would expect.
Right, of course. Yeah, that sounds about right. Javi, and you know, I'm surprised because I think a lot of times, you know, people were such big fans of yours and they just expected you to have a media presence, and it just hasn't. So I know you're not a train like some of the other guys, like you might see a Savard or others who, you know, are obviously, you know, be able to do this. So I'm going to need a little bit more out of you specifically about the game. So when we think about the Bruins and the Blues, what do you like about the series?
You have to look at the math of the games, Justin. If you talk about finishing up strong, Boston knows how to finish up strong because the first attempts to regulate competitive ice hockey matches came in the late 1800s. Before then, teams competed in tournaments and in frequent challenge contests that prevailed in the Canadian sports world at the time.
Okay.
In 1887, four clubs from Montreal formed the Amateur Hockey Association of Canada.
I'm going to stop you right there,
AHAC.
Javi, it just sounds like you're just reading the Wikipedia page on hockey, on National Hockey League. I'm going to need more analysts, like from when you played the game, like to really internalize, like what is it that you bring? What perspective do you bring, Javi, to the series?
So more from my point of view, from my own experience. Okay. You might think July is too late to plant more cucumbers, but it's not. If you plant more cucumbers in early July, they'll be ready for harvest before an early frost. Cucumber vines are not frost-tolerant and will need to be protected.
Right. Are you just reading? It feels like you're just reading whatever's next in the queue. So it seems like this is not even Wikipedia anymore, just whatever's next in the tab. I don't want you to read anything. I want you to speak from the heart. I want you to tell us what it's like to play hockey. What was it like for you to play hockey?
What was it like for Javi? Okay. What if the Beatles never existed? Director Danny Boyle's upcoming summer blockbuster asks that very question. Right. Yesterday is a 2019 British comedy that takes you on a day trip.
All right, Javi Javavola is the Blackhawks former player who is our Lower Wacker Live contributor. Javi, can't thank you enough for joining us and giving us expert insight from a guy who played the game.
Thank you for having me. Please tell me when I can be of help to tell you what things are like from my point of view and my own personal experience.
There you go, Javi Javavola. Well, I think we now know more than we did yesterday about the Stanley Cup Finals and the Bruins and the Blues. That's Lower Wacker Live for June 7, 2019. Thanks again to Javi Javavola. And I also just want to say thanks to Sandy Marshall, a friend of mine, just for no reason at all. Check us back here on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.